How to Solve Perplexing Problems. April 29, 1902. Into the daily life, there come many perplexing problems that we cannot solve. There are those who wish to adjust every difficulty, to settle every question, before they begin to work. Such will surely fail. In the end, the future will be just as indistinct, and the problems just as perplexing, as when they began to speculate. It is in following the light given that we receive greater light. Those who go forward in faith with their work find the solution of the problems that perplex them. In the work to be done in educational lines, there are many questions and plans that do not seem clear, even to the most experienced and conscientious workers. But as the work God outlines is taken up, wisdom will be given. Light will shine on the pathway of the workers. God will go before them, giving them skill and understanding to do the work that needs to be done. Having committed themselves to the work, and having asked wisdom from God, let them trust in Him. They cannot carry alone the burden of their responsibility. This He does not ask them to do. He will carry, not a part, but the whole of the weight of their responsibility, for He is a mighty Savior. Move forward at the call of God. When He points out a work to be done, in His name and with full faith, take up that work. You may not see the end from the beginning. Perplexities may surround you. Your brethren may tell you of the lions in the way. But nevertheless, go forward, saying, "The Lord wants this work done, and I will not fail nor be discouraged. I will act my part." For you to advance may not please some who, though they have plans and schemes for work, do not work. It is the tedious delays caused by those who refuse to move forward until they see their way clearly from the beginning to the end that retards the work of God. There are critics who, if you listen to their words, will rob you of all heart and hope. Do not allow them to discourage you. Say, "God abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself." 2 Timothy 2, verse 13. He has given to every man his work, and He calls upon all to begin to work just where they are. He cannot do what He desires to do until the human agent acts his part. At times, the arm of faith seems too short even to touch the Savior's garment. But there stands the promise, with God behind it. "Then shalt thou call, and God shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and He shall say, Here I am." If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of waters, whose waters fail not. And they that be of thee shall build the old waste places, thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Isaiah 58. Verse 9 to 12. It is not our efforts that bring victory. It is seeing God behind the promise and believing and trusting Him. Grasp by faith the hand of infinite power. The Lord is faithful who hath promised. Questions will arise that cannot be settled by any amount of thinking. Do not spend time trying to settle them. Take up the work waiting to be done, trusting in God as your wisdom. His righteousness will go before you, and the questions that have troubled you will answer themselves. There are many who know little about what it means to have faith in God's leading, little about what it means to move forward at His command and leave the result with Him. They neither trust God nor man. They have learned to distrust, and their experience is filled with distrust, worry, and anxiety. The Lord desired us to trust Him unquestioningly. Then we shall have confidence in our fellow workers. Distrust of God leads to distrust of men.